He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley, and today I have the opposing team's conference calls. The last time the Texans played Jacksonville in Week 4, the Jags pulled out a 30-27 overtime win. This time around, they'll be playing in Houston on Monday night. Jacksonville head coach Jack Del Rio and quarterback David Garrard talked about the matchup against Houston this time around.
Well, I think certainly everything adds up, you know, and I don't know that you can, you know, I think trying to pin it on any one thing is not going to be entirely accurate.
Well, would you pin it on one other thing, Sam?
I really wouldn't. You know, I'm not trying to pin it on anything. I think we'll evaluate the season when the season's over. And right now, we're just carrying on as a football team, and we got an opportunity on Monday night down there in Houston, and looking forward to getting ready for it.
The first game when you won in overtime after you beat Indy, did you think after that one the season was going to go the way you had hoped at the start of the season? Turn the corner?
Not really. I thought we'd survived, you know, an early season storm. I think, you know as a coach that you're going to face adversity during the course of the season, and how your team responds is ultimately going to determine, you know, what type of year you put together.
What's been the most frustrating thing about the season for you?
I don't know. I think part of being, you know, involved in the NFL is you understand their ups and downs, and you fight your way through them. I love what I do. I mean, I love coaching. I love being a part of this league, and love working here in Jacksonville. And we're just going to keep doing the right things for the right reasons, and know that we'll ultimately have more fun.
If you coached a team or been on a team that is like you've won one at home and three on the road, that has had a discrepancy like that?
I'm not sure that I have. I'd have to look back historically. I really haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I know that you know, we've been in every game with opportunities, and we just haven't been able to make enough plays to, you know, to be happy.
Players always talk about how Monday Night Football is different for them, and you've been at every level. Is it still a big deal to you, or is it just another game?
No, I think it is a big deal. I think it's a lot of fun. First of all, you know, they don't just put anybody on Monday night. So if they're putting you on Monday night, they think you're going to have a good season. They think you're going to be a good team. So obviously they looked at the schedule makers, looked at this confrontation, and thought that it would be exciting to watch. I think it will be. I think they're two talented teams that maybe haven't had the kind of years that either one of us envisioned when we started. But we've still got good players and good coaches, and both teams are still working real hard at it.
They had their shot at his best game against you guys. Now, obviously, Rosenfels. What is the difference between those two guys?
I think they're both doing a good job. I think they're both directing the offense, making good decisions, and delivering the ball to a host of playmakers. And they're really doing an awfully nice job moving the ball and being productive offensively right now.
David said, and it was considering the success he had in that game against the Texans where he was able to run so much late up the middle. He hadn't seen a lot of that same kind of coverage. How important is his running ability to the success of your offense?
Well, I think he's a dual threat. You know, there are some guys in the league have the ability to not just throw the ball and beat you with the arm, but also if you pay too much attention to the pass and don't pay attention to them, they can take off with their feet and make some plays. So, you know, we feel like Davis' mobility is a definite asset.
Texans coming off their best defensive game in Cleveland. They had played well before. What do you think of their defensive performance?
Well, anytime you hold the opponent to 6 points, you've got to feel good about it. So I know they blitzed a little bit more, and then they had some success doing that. So I'm sure they feel good about holding somebody to 6 points. I know anytime you're doing this league, you have to feel good about it.
Jack, obviously, the Monday night game, you got a long week this week, then next week you got a short week. Does this disrupt your schedule much, or is this something that just doesn't bother you guys as coaches?
We work today, and we're taking Thanksgiving off. So, first time in my 20 plus years in the league that we've been able to do that. So, I think as coaches, what we do, what I do as a head coach is just lay out the schedule. And, we've got the extra day, and we're going to go ahead and rest up and use the time wisely and be able to spend some time with our families and pause and give thanks for all the many blessings. But, next week, obviously, after the game, we're traveling on Monday night. It's going to make for a real short week. But we'll work through that, adjust the schedule as we need to, and get ready for the next ball game, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of times the coverages, dictate, what I have to do. And sometimes when you have a lot of man coverage, with two high safeties, it's tough to get your receivers open, and it allows a quarterback to be able to scramble up the field. And there were times where it wasn't even two high safeties, going back and looking at film, but it's just tough in man coverage to account for the quarterback unless you have a guy that's spying on the quarterback. And I just felt like I was trying to go through my reads and trying to hit the open guys, but sometimes you get flushed. Sometimes, your first two reads are covered and you can feel a lane. And I would take off, so it was working. And so I just kind of kept going after it. And, we haven't really seen a whole lot of two-man since then. We have been getting a lot of two-high coverages and, trying to take our pass game away. But there's still holes out there, and there's still a great check down to Maurice and Fred and Greg Jones. Those guys can do great when they have, one-on-one coverage with a linebacker. So that's kind of been my run-in here of late is, getting the ball to those guys when I have too high safety taken away, my receivers.
David, you go back. Y'all had beaten Indy, then you beat the Texans in overtime. Did you, after that 0-2 start, you were 2-2. Did you think after that overtime victory your season was going to take off the way you guys expected to all along?
Yeah, absolutely. We really felt like we had had things going and moving in the right direction. And, we lost one, and then we won another one against Denver, to be 3-3 at our break point there at our bye week. And then we never could recover. It just seemed like we always, in the games, were having little things, beating ourselves or not connecting on certain things, or if it was in the run game, one guy not making the block, and we were getting tackled for minimal gain, and so it just hasn't clicked for us in a complete game this year. I mean, it's been tough because we'll have spurts where we're doing great in the first half, and then the second half, it's a totally different story. And I think a lot of that is just, keeping our composure and, keeping our same edge when we get in the second half of these games. And we've really just been killing ourselves, we've had the opportunities. We just haven't capitalized like we should have.
That was your only win at home. How do you explain being so bad at home this year and getting three on the road?
I wish I could explain it. I wish I could say this is the reason for it, but I can't. I really just feel bad for the fans that, we've only been able to give them one win here at home, and you would think you would be able to defend your backyard a little bit better, and we just haven't done that. We haven't risen to the challenge, and that has definitely got our team upset and a little frustrated, but we got to move on. We got to keep playing. We're going to have some more home games, but we got to win this one first. We just need a win, plain and simple, to make everybody around here feel a little bit better.
How much of what's happened to you guys can be traced to all those injuries you received in the line early?
Well, I know offensively it's definitely been, it's taking a toll on us, but we've got to, pretty much get over that and stop talking about that, and we should have been done that. But, whenever you lose two starters and your top backup, that is going to be tough on your offense, especially when your offense is built a certain way. And, you know, those guys were key guys, you know, in us being able to run the ball effectively. And we really haven't had very many games where we've been able to do that. And, you know, so it's been tough. And it's tough, you know, having to have those guys come in and you know, have to play a whole season. But that's what they get paid for, you know, and that's the life they chose, the job they chose. So they've got to be able to, you know, come in and do a great job for us. We need them to, you know, pick up the slack. And you know, everybody has to play a little bit harder and a little bit better, you know, to help those guys out. You know, but that's the NFL. You're going to have injuries. You know, you guys are dealing with this. You know, injuries is just the same. You know, Matt's out, and your shop's out. You know, so it's tough. It's tough. That's usually how a season goes. You just hate to lose guys like that so early on, and so many of them so fast.
What concerns you about the Texans? They're coming off their best defensive game at Cleveland.
Yeah.
And with the way they played against you the first time is the way they played most of the season, but they put it all together up there. What worries you about their defense?
Well, you know, they're definitely playing real confident right now, and they're playing fast. They're trying to bring more pressure, you know, which we can see that in the Cleveland game. But it's still a lot of things that we've, you know, seen the last few years. We just have to be able to come out and match their intensity. We know they're going to be fired up, you know, Monday night, first one, you know, at the stadium and everything, and I'm sure the battle red will be on, so, you know, we just have to be able to come out in our A game and be ready to play ball, and like I said, just try to match their intensity.
David, it used to be special to play Monday night. All the players look forward to it because you knew all the other players in the league were watching you. Is that still a big deal, playing Monday nights?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, whenever you can be the only game on is a big deal. You know, you have everybody else in the league, and you have everybody else around the country. I mean, everybody, you know, sets their Monday night football parties, you know, so you know you're going to have, you know, tons and tons of people watching you around the country so and around the world. I mean, so it's a great time just to be able to get out and show what you can do, you know, be able to show a lot of your, you know, maybe friends or family that don't get to see you as much. This is their chance to be able to, you know, watch you play and hopefully be able to make some new fans around the country.
Is it a different feeling when you know pretty much all the other players in the league will be watching it too, or normally they can, obviously?
Yeah, you know, whenever you can get, you know, all the other guys in the league watching you, it's a good thing because you just feel like, you know, you want to go out and prove that what we're doing down here is, you know, significant and that you know, you get to watch out for us. So anytime you can, you know, be on a national stage and get under the lights, it's always a good thing.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Is there one more thing for you? Besides injuries, is there one thing else that's maybe missing compared to, you know, last year you guys had such a great season?
Yeah.
Is there something besides injuries that you're not doing maybe?
Man, you know what? I really do wish I knew because I would make sure we would address it. But I really can't put my finger on it because, I mean, you've heard some of Jack's comments that, you know, we're a, you know, All-American practice team because, you know, last year we had great practices and we would go out in the games and play great. And this year we're having great practices, but we're just not, you know, having the same success in the games. And, you know, whether it be mental mistakes or guys just not making the same plays that they were making before, you know, the team definitely has a different makeup now. It's not the same. It's not the same team like it was last year, but we still have all the pieces in place to be able to, you know, play great football. I really don't know why, you know, we're not having the same success. It's really puzzling, and, you know, I can't control that. All I can do is go out and do my job, you know, so that's all I can do, really.